You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 63. This episode is brought to you by Confidence Club. Confidence Club is a size-inclusive athleisure clothing line ran by yours truly. Confidence Club offers sizes small to 5X to make every single person who wears it feel like the best version of themselves. Confidence Club is doing the first official launch in September, and you absolutely do not want to miss it. Head to www.shopconfidenceclub.com and enter your email to join the waitlist. Email subscribers also receive discounts, product announcements, and more, so don't forget to join. I would absolutely love to have you be part of the club, so head to www.shopconfidenceclub.com, drop your email, and I'll see you there. Hey, bitches. What is up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. I am so excited to sit down and do this episode with you guys because I'm actually joined by one of my internet besties, Erica. Erica and I met on TikTok. Literally, I had no idea. She explains this in the episode, but her literal first day of TikTok, we became friends, and we've been friends ever since. So she's a fellow Canadian, a fellow confidence coach, confidence badass bitch, if you will. She talks about things like obviously body confidence, but also sex confidence and how to really own you and yourself and everything that you love. I had Erica on the podcast today to talk about 10 confidence tips, and every single tip that she gave was tangible, it was badass, and it's stuff that I literally had never thought of before. So I'm so excited to have her. I'm so excited to give her knowledge to you guys, and I really hope you guys enjoy the episode. So let's get into it. So you guys, I'm really excited to sit down with Erica today. We actually found each other on TikTok.
So cute. It was my first day on TikTok too.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I want to fuck with this girl. Like, she's fucking cool. And then all of a sudden you followed me back and I literally had a fangirl moment because it was my first day on TikTok. And I was just like, okay, what the fuck is this app? Like, how does it work? And then it was like, say hi to Carly. I'm like, why do I have to say hi to her and not anyone else? Because I didn't know how to work. And then I went on and I was like, oh my gosh, this bitch followed me back. I was like, I literally fangirled and I don't fangirl over many people. So.
Aw, thank you.
So I just got a message and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know how there's like that, there's like those TikTok worlds and they're like, oh, this is like confidence TikTok and this is like cute, like dark humor TikTok. I literally felt so welcomed like on day one. Like, I felt like I found my crew.
I love that because confidence TikTok, like plus size confidence, body confidence, yeah, like positivity, that side of TikTok is awesome. Like, I've met so many incredible people because of that and it's been amazing.
I know. I feel like I want it to like extend into all platforms and then into life. Like, I'm just like waiting for the day when it's like we take over. And not that other people don't deserve to be heard and don't deserve to be seen. Like, some people, like, I'm just going to say it, like, some of the shit that you see on TikTok definitely doesn't deserve to be seen or shouldn't be like posted. But I'm like, I'm just waiting for all of us to take over because I feel like it might happen.
I agree. I feel like when I started in the space, it was like me and a couple other people who were like on the forefront of this whole body positivity, body confidence side of TikTok. Yeah. And now there's like a bajillion people, which is incredible. Like, and they're all people with like bigger platforms. And it's like TikTok is really prioritizing, you know, showing a bunch of different people. As much as people like to shit on the algorithm, like, I've come across so many people who promote confidence and body positivity, inclusivity with like massive platforms.
Truly, truly. I think there's like a lot of opportunity for people. And I think like also too, like, people are looking for it now, right? Like, I think long are the days where it's just like, I want to follow this one specific body type and this one specific person. I think people are like, hey, this is fucking not working for me and my own confidence. Like, I need to diversify my feed. I need to like find other people that I can like be inspired by or be encouraged by. And now like I love that it's being like put at the forefront almost because there are so many platforms. Like, for Instagram, for instance, like, I find there's so much shadow banning and so much hiding of like marginalized bodies. So when I go on TikTok, even though it might be also me and the fact that I like to have a diversified feed, I do find like naturally I see so much more there than any other like social platform that I've been on.
No, I 100% agree. I think the TikTok algorithm is really good when it comes to tailoring the type of content that you like to see. And it in turn opens everybody up to all of these different creators and all of these different people who are doing all of these different things, which helps you in turn. So before we go too much into it, let's reel it back a little bit. Tell everybody about yourself.
I literally, like, and not that I have a problem with talking about myself, but I, when people ask me this question, I'm like, how much time do we have? I'm going to try to give you all the Spark Notes version. So, hi everyone. My name is Erica Eileen. I am 27 years old from Toronto, Ontario. I am a very proud type 1 diabetic, very proud Capricorn, and I studied physical and health education in school, as well as gender equality and social justice, and I actually ended up doing a thesis on the social determinants to health. So all of that kind of led to where I am today, but a little bit of a backtrack, because I do this like amazing thing where I just jump to like the exciting things now. I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 8, which is really hard because it's a type 1 is a disease that is essentially stereotyped due to the way that you look. So a lot of people hear diabetes and they think, oh, something to do with your nutrition, something to do with your diet. And when you're 8 years old and people are stereotyping you as that, there's a lot of shame that comes with it. And so I grew up with a lot of body shame. I naturally was a really strong person. I was a dancer. I was a downhill skier. And so I already wasn't really quote unquote what society said was to be the proper body size. And then you throw a chronic disease on top and it's like adding a whole nother layer of body consciousness and body awareness. And so I really struggled growing up with my body image and how I saw myself, but also who I was as a person, because I'm a loud bitch. I like am very bold and I was very proud of that. But as we all know, society loves to silence that and tell us that it's wrong or it's too much. And so I grew up literally not only hating myself, but my body as well. After high school, I ended up going, like I said, to university. Did a lot of studying. I thought I wanted to be a gym owner. I thought I wanted to be a doctor. But as I started studying gender equality and social justice, I realized that there's so much more to life than just what we've been told. And so I actually developed a lot of anxiety, a lot of like depressive thoughts in my first year of gender equality and social justice, because I was like, like that TikTok, wait a damn minute. And I was like, fuck, like what the hell is white privilege, what the heck is thin privilege, what the heck is body positivity and diet culture and all these things. And I realized everything that I had been fed for the last 20 some odd years about life and how we view ourselves was completely wrong and completely miscued to make us believe in one certain way. So then I started like getting super detective FBI on myself, and I just started digging. And it was then that I realized that there's so much more to what makes up ourselves and who we are, not only physically, but also our characteristics, how we see life, how we live through life. And so that is kind of what got me started on this journey through self-confidence, because I actually started learning about myself. I started learning about the ins and outs of me. And so I went on this trip when I was, I think I was 24. I graduated. I went to Australia. Like I did a full eat, pray, love. And it was there that I really started working on my body confidence, because I was like, well, fuck, I live in a bikini now. So I have to accept my diabetes because I have devices. So I was really ashamed of that. So I was like, well, shit, okay, like there's really nothing else I can do other than work through this. So it was there that I started working on my body confidence. And a lot of it came from accepting my diabetes and accepting my patches and my medical devices on me. And then through that, it was like accepting my body size, accepting the way that I look. And then I got home and I was like, fuck yeah, I have all this confidence. Like, I'm going to be like the baddest bitch. I'm going to get the best job. No one would hire me. And then I realized that it wasn't just about the confidence in your body, but it's also about who you are as a person. And so I started on this journey myself being like, hey, well, what does it mean to be Erica? What does it mean to be confidently Erica? Because before it was very body focused, which is still important, but I realized that it's so much deeper than that. And so I started on that journey. I was also like growing my Instagram and showcasing it, and people really connected to my story, especially with the type 1 community. Not a lot of people when I first started were talking about body confidence in relation to having a chronic disease. And so that was really cool for me. And then a year ago now, I decided to go full-time into coaching because I had built up this social media platform. People came to me for advice. And I got to the point where I actually had enough confidence to be like, I can help people, and I know I can help people, and I have the education and the background and the drive to do so. And so literally a year ago, last week, I started full-time coaching and confidence, which then led to sex confidence, business confidence, relationship confidence, and family confidence, essentially. And now I am 1 year in. I specialize in sexuality, business, and you know, self-confidence as a whole, but confidence is so much more deeper than that. And it literally covers every single aspect that you can think of. So that is the spark notes of who I am as a person and how I got here.
I love this because I actually feel like I only knew maybe 1/8 of all of that shit.
Do you feel like we're like connecting on a deeper level now? Like,
I do, because I don't know if you know this, but we actually haven't had a He Said, She Said episode on the podcast for a while, but my co-host Gage, who is also one of my best friends, is a type 1 diabetic as well.
Oh my gosh, this is like the signs from the universe. Like, I feel very, very connected to this right now.
Yeah, so he has the same, I've noticed in like your videos, you have yours on your thigh, I think.
Yeah.
He has his attached to his like appendix or whatever, his pancreas on the stomach. So, I mean, that didn't even faze me because like, I mean, me and Gage have been friends for years. So I was just like, oh, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But I never thought of it in the context of, you know, body confidence with that kind of thing, because I've just grown up around it. Like, me and Gage have been friends for forever.
Yeah. And you don't think twice about it. It's just part of your life, right?
Literally.
Yeah. No. And it's really interesting too, because like on that topic, you know, it was really interesting for me because when I was going through my body confidence journey, I very much thought it was connected to the way that I looked, which again, society tells us like for the last freaking 30 fucking years that we have to care about what we look like, how we present ourselves, our body shape, etc. But I started to realize that my body confidence isn't necessarily about the way that I look, but more so how my body feels, and living in a body that some people consider disabled and some don't. Some days you feel amazing and you're like, I got this. The next moment you're like fighting for your life. And so that in itself like really affects your self-confidence on a deeper level and your body confidence on a much deeper level than it kind of just being past your looks. And so this is something that I work a lot with my clients that are type one, is recognizing that sometimes body confidence isn't always just what you look like. It's how you feel as well on the inside.
Okay, I absolutely love that because I stand for kind of the same thing. I mean, I feel like most of my audience knows, like, I'm not a coach. I'm not like anything like that. I just find myself in the space where I just show up and be myself and, you know, accept myself for everything that I have, especially to being Black and female. That also is like another thing that I show up as, because that is a whole, you know, marginalized situation that we recently have seen brought to light. But it's really interesting to hear, like, as a coach and all of that kind of stuff. And so the reason that I brought you on the podcast today that I really wanted to talk about, so many times, like, I get people being like, what are your confidence tips? What are your blah, blah, blah? And I have like my rotating like five that I really love. I think one of our favorite ones that we both have is to dance in the mirror naked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that one. But I wanted to come on here and I wanted to talk, you know, 5-10 type of confidence tips for the audience today, because I mean, that's literally the number one asked question I get all of the time. And I feel like you are just such a fountain of knowledge. Oh, and I would love to talk about it today and share with everybody.
I'm blushing. You can't see me, but I'm blushing right now. I'm like, oh, stop. Thank you. No, I love that. And I wrote down 10 of my favorite tips that I give to my clients that I see the most transformation with. So
yes.
I was like, I need to like come in hot. Like, I'm not going to do the whole like, tell yourself you think you're pretty, because like, we're going deeper than that. So
I love that.
I will preface this by saying that I'm going to ask you all who are listening right now to allow yourself to be a little bit open-minded, maybe more so than you naturally are. Sometimes our ego gets in the way of allowing us to hear things that we might not want to know is true or might not want to believe is true. And so if you find yourself defensive, if you find yourself being like, ugh, that fucking sucks, or like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? Instead of asking yourself like why you're being defensive or maybe why you're not listening, allow yourself to just maybe listen and put yourself in someone else's shoes or look at it through a different lens. I truly believe education is so important. And the more we listen to other voices, the more we listen to different perspectives, the more we allow ourselves to even ask ourselves some of the questions that we might have not asked ourselves before or even considered. So the thing that I love most about talking about confidence is that everyone comes from a different background. Carly, your experience with confidence as a Black woman is going to look so different than mine as a white woman living with a chronic disease, right? There's so many different layers that go into what makes confidence confidence. And so I'm really excited to be able to kind of present some of the things that work best for my clients, because I do have a wide range of diversity. And maybe some of the things won't connect with some of you all. Maybe some of them are like, holy shit, this is me. But yeah, I'm just going to preface it and just kind of say like, come at it with an open mind, because sometimes the messages that are the hardest to hear are the ones that we need to hear the loudest. So
I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. So I wrote down 10. Carly, jump in anytime, because if not, it's going to be 45 minutes of just me blobbering. So if you have something to say you want to add to it, please by all means do, because I love that. So, okay, let's get started. So I didn't write these down in any proper order. So if it's jumping all over the place, that's just who I am as a person. And I've accepted that and I take pride in that. So here we go. Okay. So the first thing that I'm saying is I tell my clients to look at the big picture. So oftentimes we look at confidence and at our body and who we are as a person, as an individual. We have to allow ourselves to look broader than that, because that's when we recognize that this isn't a you problem. This is not just something that you're dealing with. This is a global problem, okay? This is something that people, 85% of people on this earth experience. And so what happens is the societies and the governments and all the big companies that essentially, quote unquote, control our thoughts and the way that we live, they all work to make us believe that this is a responsibility of an individual. So if you don't like yourself, if you're not happy, if you're not healthy, this is your problem, not quote unquote ours. Ours being the beauty industry, the health industry, the medical industry, the governments, everything that's kind of telling us that it's your responsibility. And if you don't like yourself, well, then that's your problem, not mine. The reason why we have to think this way is because it allows us to take off that pressure to always be perfect, right? We have this internalized responsibility that, again, if we fuck up or if something's not where we quote unquote need to be, that it's our fault. But there are so many things that go into your confidence level, the experiences that you have growing up, income, race, religion, gender, like sex, all of these things play a role in our confidence. And we have to, and when we allow ourselves to recognize that it's not necessarily our quote unquote fault that we might be feeling like shit about ourselves, it alleviates some of that pressure and we can replace it with some self-compassion, which is really, really important. And a lot of us really struggle with self-compassion.
I love the idea of self-compassion. I think for me, I definitely, you know, before I got to the point where I'm at now, where I'm very like happy with my life and my body and all this kind of stuff, I really struggled with self-compassion, especially too, because both you and I, we grew up dancers, and like the dance industry is very much so toxic. And it's not that necessarily I think that everybody in it is bad. I just think for the longest time,
the mentality,
you know, you would never be a professional dancer if you weren't 90 pounds and blah, blah, blah. And I really struggled with self-compassion because I was always competing with myself in this like toxic ass industry. And it's not like that for me anymore, but I love that point.
Yeah. And it's hard too, because we are so hard on ourselves, but we give compassion to so many others rather than just like allowing ourselves to be like, you know what? You don't have to be that way. It's fine. And like actually truly believing it. So definitely like looking at the big picture takes away some of that pressure and alleviates that, so that you can replace it with that feeling of self-compassion and recognizing that it's not necessarily your fault that you're in the position that you are if you are someone that's really struggling to like yourself right now. So allowing yourself to almost like put that responsibility back onto the industries that are telling you to hate yourself. The second thing that I always love to teach my clients, very first call with them, is to break down what confidence actually is. So confidence is a really hot term right now. It's really, really sexy and it's very marketable. What people don't understand is that confidence is a blanket term. And in that word, we have like self-worth, self-belief, self-pleasure, self-love, self-acceptance, self-efficacy, all these quote unquote smaller words that make up confidence. When we allow ourselves to break it down, we actually start to realize that there's part of ourselves that we're doing really well in, and maybe some parts that we still need to do developing in. So when I think of all those words, I go through it and I'm like, how's my self-trust? Pretty damn good. How's my self-confidence? Pretty damn good. How's my self-efficacy or self-belief in me being able to do something? Pretty fucking awesome. Then I get to the point where I'm like, how's my belief in my finances? Shit. Like, this is just not something that I'm confident in. How's my belief in making a house? Shit. This is not something that I'm confident in, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we allow ourselves to look at it almost like a spectrum, we can recognize that parts of us are actually doing okay and we got it. And then other things are maybe where we need to have the development. The reason why I like teaching this to my clients and to the people that follow me is that when you look at it from a spectrum and like a fluid flow, you can see that we're not always doomed. And many of us who lack confidence, we often categorize it as a whole. So you either have it or you don't. but breaking it down and individualizing some of those words and asking yourself where you might stand with them, you might recognize that you actually are doing pretty decent in some of those areas. And that's something that you can grasp onto, right? Because if you are able to say, okay, I have pretty good self-trust, chances are you're going to be able to achieve pretty good self-acceptance or body acceptance, right? And so it allows us to recognize that we're not doomed, because many of us have this idea like, I'm fucking doomed. Like, I can't pull myself out. Many of us have more than what we actually think. We just don't allow ourselves to break it down. That is tip number two. The third one that I always tell my clients, it's going to sound super harsh, but you need to get over yourself, right? Kind of going back to the big picture, 85% of folks on this earth experience a time in their life where they lack confidence. And so again, it's allowing yourself to take that responsibility off of yourself and recognize that you're not the only one. Sometimes we feel very alone in this fight against ourselves, and we feel very alone in the development area. And we're like, I'm the only one that has this. She looks so happy. She has this, she has that, right? But we have to allow ourselves to get over ourselves and recognize that this is a global issue, and that it's not just you. The reason why I like this one is because no one likes to feel alone. No one likes to feel isolated. And when we can say like, oh, this person also has it too, it allows us to feel heard, and it allows us to be more open-minded towards maybe the possibility of a community such as yours and mine, right? Where people can be like, okay, I'm not alone. Like, other people are dealing with this. It's not a me problem. It's an us problem. So yeah, so let's go into number four. So my tip number four would be get in society. So oftentimes we have our head in our phone, our eyes on the phone. We walk, we sit, we do everything looking down. And the reason why I like to tell people is like, essentially open your eyes, get into society, because we see certain things online, right? So again, our algorithms online, they're all curated, right? We follow certain people, which then connects us to like-minded people and people that look the same. And sometimes we get like caught up in this almost fake world of believing that the whole world looks like what we're seeing on our phone. And so one of the best practices that I tell my clients to do is to get in their car and go to a grocery store, go to the mall, walk down the freaking street downtown, and literally open your eyes around you and look at the people, like look at people, right? And it's allowing ourselves to essentially be like, oh, not everyone has this like quote unquote tiny waist and thick ass. Not everyone has airbrushed skin. Not everyone is like a model. And not to say that like people are better than not, that's not the thing. It's just allowing ourselves to look and be like, wow, there's cellulite everywhere. There's acne everywhere. There's people with roots longer than your fucking hair everywhere. And it kind of brings us back into reality, because again, many of us live online and our lives are so caught up in it that we start to believe that that's the truth and that's all we see. But again, take yourself to Walmart, take yourself to a grocery store, just walk up and down an aisle, and you'll see wrinkles, you'll see age, you'll see disability and color and all these different types of things. And then that's when you start to realize that it's not just what you see, right? So a lot of the times, if you're struggling with body confidence, this is one of the best things that you can do, is actually get into society and open your damn eyes.
I think the point that you made about everybody always looking down is really interesting, because I completely agree. And I've noticed it recently, because I mean, for me, like I work online, like I stare at screens all day, all of this kind of stuff. But for the past 3 weeks, I've been going on like a walk. And what I do is I'll put my phone away and I'll just use my AirPods and I'll go on a walk type of thing. And I've noticed for the first week, I would like stare at my feet and just like look up occasionally and make sure I knew where I was going. And I was like, why am I doing that? Like, there's no one around. And it's just like the act of looking up is really actually kind of scary. And I know that sounds so bizarre. It's so crazy. And now I walk around and my head is always up and I like, you know, make eye contact with the people who are also on their walks and all of this kind of stuff. But for the longest time, like, it was so strange. And I'm not that kind of person. Like, I'm the kind of person, if I'm on a date or in an interview or just with people, like, I'll look you in the eyes, all that kind of stuff. But it was in that environment where I didn't know anyone. And I was so used to, like,
grabbing your phone.
Yeah, having that, like, distraction. Yeah. And so over these past 3 weeks, I've definitely, you know, gotten way better at it. I'm having a great time. But I think that's really interesting, because I never thought of it. It's kind of just something that I've developed recently, but it's interesting to hear you speak about it as it relates to confidence.
Yeah, totally. And even just being able to look people in the eye and, like, you know, a lot of the times we like grow up with the message, like, don't stare at them or like, don't look at them. I encourage the opposite. Like, we should be looking at each other. We shouldn't be judging, but we should be looking and taking in and acknowledging and appreciating everything that there is, because there's so much fucking beauty around us, but we get so warped up again with those eyes down on the screen that we miss out on so much around us. So that is definitely, if you are someone with body confidence, throw yourself into society, real life society, not your online space, and actually just take a look around. You'll recognize that there's so much more than just what meets the eye on the screen.
I love that.
My fifth number five tip is try to always think about the worst case scenario. And I say this and people often are like,
my face just went, huh?
Yeah, literally my clients, literally like their faces drop and they're like, pardon me, like Keska fucking say. But hear me out. The reason I tell people this is because at the end of the day, the worst case scenario of you doing something that you're scared of or something that makes you like nervous is that the worst case scenario isn't actually that bad. It's not life alternating. So it's a practice that I use with my clients when they're like, hey, I'm going out and I'm really nervous to show up in this skirt. I'm like, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen if you go out with your friends tonight in this skirt? And they're like, well, my vagina or my asshole might hang out. I'm like, okay, like mine does it all the time. It's part of life. We all have one. Like, is that going to ruin your life? No. Is it going to affect you as a person? No. Or if they're like, okay, well, like, what if I look different than everyone else? Okay, well, like, are you going to die? Is this something that's really going to change your whole life? And essentially, it's just allowing yourself to think like, okay, if I wear a bikini to the beach, like, yeah, maybe some people will judge, but like, is that the worst thing that could ever happen? Is that something that's going to really affect your life in the long term? It's not, right? And so it kind of breaks it down and kind of makes it seem like it kind of takes away those anxieties to realize like the things that we fear the most sometimes is really made up in our head. And we kind of create this like scenario. We're like really fucking good at fortune telling, but like not the cool fortune telling where you like pay to get like a psychic to like tell you the future. Like, the type that's like, if I wear a skirt, I'm going to look ugly and I'm going to look like this and guys are going to look at this and this girl's going to judge this. And it's like, that doesn't fucking happen. The other thing too is like people are so caught up in themselves that 90% of the time people don't have time to judge because they're so worried about what they look like. And so I often like to tell my clients that too, is because like you might be sitting there nervous and anxious being like, everyone's staring at me. But in reality, they're all sitting there being like, everyone's staring at me. And then it just creates this like vortex of like no one actually paying attention to each other.
I like that a lot, and especially what you said about like the everybody's staring at me type of thing, because a weird insecurity for me that I've definitely been trying to work on more is actually my knees. And it's so weird because like they're just fucking knees, and I know that, but I think growing up as a dancer, like all your whole lower body gets like fucking wrecked. Yeah. And so like my knees are just like this like weird type of insecurity for me. And so up until literally recently, probably the past couple of days, especially today on TikTok, all of my videos, if you look at them, are above the knee.
They are. And I'm even literally thinking about every single one of your videos, all your merch, all your cute little confidence things. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Every single one is above the knee. Except for today. I also like, I mean, I'm not the epitome of confidence, and I feel like a lot of people think that I am, and I always have to remind people that confidence is an everyday journey. Like just because I'm confident in these things that I'm like 100% confident in doesn't mean that I am not self-conscious in other types of things. And so one of them, which sounds so like trivial, is full body TikToks. Like I rarely do them, but I posted one today and like I've had really good feedback on it so far, and I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And it's because growing up, like, I mean, I'm black, I'm a dancer, all of my like strength is in my lower body, blah 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 blah, so I always had just like a bigger frame. As much as I can sit here now and be like, I love my body, I'm positive in my body, I'm confident about my body, it still is like a lingering insecurity for me sometimes. My day is really good and I'm just like, fuck that. Yeah. And then I feel great, and sometimes it's not. So I think it's kind of just an everyday battle.
Totally. And I like to explain it too, like, it's a muscle, right? Like confidence is like a muscle. And so you have to like tweak it. You have to like use it so that it is constantly being worked. Or another good way to look at it is that confidence is a pathway, right? It's a learned pathway. And unfortunately, we've learned from society that the pathway that we should have is self-hatred, self-loathing, self like literally just everything about negativity, right? And so we have to allow ourselves to literally rewire our brain to think positively about ourselves rather than negatively. And it takes time. Like I said, like every single day, on average, a person sees 5,000 ads. That's not just like, hey, buy my shit. That's like me wearing a cute top and people being like, oh, I want to buy that top because Erica looks good in that top. So maybe I'll look good too, right? Like those are considered ads. And so we see like 5,000 of them. And majority of those are telling us that we need to change or do something better, right? So it's very difficult not to have that thought. But I like to think of it as, yeah, like a muscle that you are constantly exercising, or as a pathway. And it's like literally rewiring those neurons to think positively about yourself rather than negatively. Next tip is one of my favorite, is to truly just educate and learn. Confidence is essentially like, quote unquote, at the end of the day, becoming good at something or practicing something enough so that you feel like you can do it again without error. That's literally all confidence is. Sometimes we like to like make it super, super exaggerated and we're like, oh my God, like I can't get it. It's as simple as that, right? So when you allow yourself to educate or to practice something, you will become more confident in that. So whether that's towards your body, working towards yourself, educating yourself on what is diet culture, how do I overcome some of those things, trying different skills, right? Maybe standing in the mirror, like I don't love telling people to stand in the mirror and say like, I feel pretty, I am beautiful, I am worthy. Because if there's no emotion attached to that, then it's not going to bring any feelings. And when we don't have feelings, we don't have change. So I always tell people like, educate yourself, try different things, right? Like what works for me to gain confidence might not work for you. But it's allowing yourself to know that like you can quote unquote fail or maybe not have success with something, but that doesn't mean that you're doomed forever. So education is a huge thing. I think knowledge is so important. And when people start to realize how fucked up the systems are in our lives to make us feel the way that we do, like it is a bajillion dollar company that like the beauty industry and the fitness industry and the medical industry, like they all work together to make us feel like shit about ourselves. And recognizing and learning about that can allow you to be like, oh, holy shit. Like this isn't just because I hate myself. Like I'm literally being fed these messages from the day I'm born. And just really knowing where the information that you're being fed is coming from can really help you understand where your thoughts are coming from as well, which everyone wants to know. No one wants to be like, I don't know why I think this way. It's really nice to be able to be like, I know why my thoughts are the way that they are. This is a good one. Okay, number seven, one of my favorite is slowing the fuck down. We live in such a fast-paced life, especially with social media now. We see so much and so much more often. And so we're getting more of those ads, quote unquote. We're seeing more people day to day, even though they're not in our real life. And so we're constantly being fed shit. And so when we allow ourselves to just slow the fuck down and look inwards, you can recognize that, you know, the way that we look, it's not that important. If we're quirky and weird, it's not the end of the world. But because again, we move so fast, we don't actually allow ourselves to sit with our feelings and ask and reflect. And I love, Carly, that you've been posting about your journaling. For me, I didn't get into journaling till like a while ago. I was like not the person that could sit there. But instead, I would sit and color and draw and like write pictures and like make little like stick figures of people being like, you look like shit. And then me being like, fuck you. Like that was my journaling.
I love that.
Yeah. And like I always tell my clients, like if journaling's not for you, try coloring, try dancing, try some type of self-expression. Because when you actually just slow down and think and actually allow yourself to ask some of those questions, you can start to honestly find the answers inside of you. And many of us have a difficult time doing that simply because a lot of us fear our thoughts, right? We fear what the answer might be or what the truth might be. And so it's a little bit of a denial thing, like ignorance is bliss, out of sight, out of mind. But sitting in those feelings and sitting in that moment and being like, why the fuck do I feel like shit? Like what triggered it? Where was I? What changed about the last time? Did it work this time? Did it work not that time, right? Slowing the fuck down and just looking inwards and reflecting can really help build your confidence because you also get to know yourself. And the more you know yourself and the more that you allow yourself to be like, I like this, I don't like that, this makes me happy, this doesn't, that's going to naturally boost your confidence because then you can present yourself as the most authentic version of yourself.
I love that because, I mean, like you brought up with journaling, I think mental clarity and self-awareness is super fucking important. I'm finding for me because, I mean, everybody who follows me on Instagram knows I'm a crazy journal notebook ass bitch. Like I have
you have like seven of them
literally, And yeah. I use them all. And that's the thing is, like, people are like, oh, yeah, I have, like, a bunch of notebooks, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they use one. But I use literally every single one for different things.
So you're like, this is my 5-day journal. This is my 10-day journal. This is my weekly journal. This is my journal. And I was like, damn, this girl really fucking journals a lot. Like, I'm like, how the hell does she have the time? But I love it. And if it works for you, that's amazing. For me, my journaling is literally dancing, like, blasting music through my beats, like, whether I'm naked, whether I'm whatever. Like, that to me is my self-expression, right? Just looking inwards and being like, how the fuck are you feeling today, bitch? Like, what the fuck's on your agenda today?
I totally see. And I like that too. And before I started really getting into journaling, because it's only been like 3 weeks, I remember I shared on my story and I was like, I need to do a life reset. Like, I'm feeling bleh. And then I went out and I bought all these journals and I've kept up with it for 3 weeks since I did it. But I mean, I was very on and off with that. It's been really life-changing for me right now. But prior to that, I am definitely 100% a proponent of, like, self-expression in whatever way that you want. I'm very much a music-driven type of person. So I have all of these different types of playlists for all of my different feelings. And so this morning, I woke up. I was having a good time. Like, I don't know, literally 2 minutes ago was the new moon. And so I was like, okay, cool. I'm having, like, a new moon ritual where I feel like I'm going to have to do a whole episode on moon cycles, because ever since I've kind of brought it up, people are like, oh my God, tell me everything. But
yeah. You're like, where do I start? Sit down. Take it.
Literally.
Pen and paper. Yeah.
But the gist of, like, the new moon situation is during the full moon, you let go of everything that you have, like, harbored from the last cycle. And then the new moon is when you set, like, new intentions and you manifest and all this kind of stuff. And so this is so off topic, but kind of not, because I was doing this whole new moon situation. This is the year. This year is double new moon in Cancer, and I am a Cancer. And so it's been
all the energy and all the emotions.
Literally. So it's been crazy, because these past, like, 3 weeks, I've really been able to manifest the dreams that I want. Today, a brand literally slid in my DMs and I sent it to my manager. And she was like, didn't you literally tell me you were going to do this 3 weeks ago? Like, this was going to happen. And I was like, you're absolutely right. I did. I had no doubts it wouldn't happen. For me, I get very, like, emotionally connected to a bunch of things like that. So one of the things is music. So I woke up and I was having this great day because of the new moon ritual that I did, all this kind of stuff. And I put this playlist on. It's called Celebrate Life. And it just makes me feel like every day is a party. And I think that that is really fun and that is really exciting. And I love that self-expression like that really can translate to feeling confident and feeling better about yourself, whether, like you said, it's clothed or it's naked or it's whatever. It's connecting, I feel like, to your inner happiness and what makes you happy, whether that's dance or journal or whatever.
And I like to, like, tell my clients too, and, like, my following, like, the more you allow yourself to be whatever the fuck you want to be, that's where the confidence comes from. Because confidence isn't, like, being like me or you or, like, other people. Like, the reason why I'm so confident in myself is because I was like, I don't give a fuck about my size. I'm sexy, whatever fucking size I am. I don't care that I am vulgar, bold, I have no filter. It's who I am, take it or leave it. And, like, I don't mind being myself. And people are like, you're literally, like, you shine, like, your soul is shining. I'm like, yeah, because I'm accepting all parts of me, the parts that society says are good and bad, and just, like, allowing myself to know myself. Like, I used to think that I hated red, and this is, like, so, like, far-fetched, but it truly was a moment for me. I never wore a piece of red from, like, the age I was born till, other than my lifeguarding outfit, till I was 27, like, this year, because I told myself that, like, red made me look weird, or, like, red was ugly and, like, it was a weird color. Now it's, like, my brand color. And I'm like, I look so sexy in red. I feel so empowered in it. Like, it's a fucking bad bitch color, but I was so afraid of it because society told me that red was, like, quote unquote, a fucking boy color, or it was representing anger, or it represented McDonald's meant hunger. Like, all the, you know what I mean? And it's just being able to be like, do I like red? Yeah, I do. Like, do I need to love all shades of pink? No, I don't. Like, very things like that are allowing you to really get in touch with who you are as a person. Okay, let me keep going here, or else I feel like people are literally going to be like,
y'all need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, literally so many times. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, the next thing that I would say is take yourself seriously, and not too seriously to the point where you don't have any fun, but allow yourself to be like, okay, like, I'm a graduate. I have a really great job. Like, I do this, I do that. Sometimes we dismiss everything as, like, low. It's almost, it's weird. It's almost like, oh yeah, like, I just work here, or like, oh, like, I just have my degree in this. Like, it's nothing crazy. But when you allow yourself to be like, no, like, I am educated, or I did this, or I did that, like, that is something of importance. It actually helps you build that pride. And many of us have a difficult time connecting to our pride because we're told to be humble, to not be full of ourselves. The second a woman becomes confident and liberated, they're like, wow, she's such a bitch. She's so, like, you know, like, she's conceited. She's hot-headed. She thinks she's all that. But in reality, like, it's dismissed us, and it's almost like debilitated us to be like so scared to admit that we like something, or so scared to be like, you know, I'm fucking proud of that. Like, that's amazing. And so almost taking back your power to be like, you know what, I'm going to take myself seriously, or I'm going to like see things as accomplishments, or I'm going to see things as actually really great things, so that you can essentially build on the confidence of that and the pride. So that is the next one. It's really short and sweet. Just take yourself seriously, right? If you're a college like graduate, don't say, oh, I only did this. No, you did it. That's that, plain and simple.
I totally 100% billion percent relate to this, because for the longest time, I downplayed so many of my achievements. And it's crazy to sit here and think, we were talking about this earlier. I'm 24 now. I turned 24 last week. And 10 years ago, when I was 14, I was literally like fucking co-hosting a radio station. Like,
so incredible, like so badass.
Which is crazy. And then I also think, like, I've worked in corporate social media for 6 fucking years. I have a marketing and a law degree. Like, I have all of this real world experience. And now I have this whole, you know, influencer life platform situation. And for the longest time, I would downplay it. Like, I would be like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, like, I blah, blah, blah. And now I'm just like, I'm that bitch. Like, I have all this shit, like, I've got going for me. And that's that.
And that's on that. Exactly. And it's like allowing yourself to just take that pride again, and like feeling proud of yourself. Because again, we were told not to be, because we're always told, oh, good job, but XYZ, you could do better at this. Or, oh, you're really pretty, but if you did this, it would make you, right? It's always just like, it was never always just enough. And so being able to be like, no, like, I'm going to take pride in this, complete pride, and own it. It's essentially being like, I get to be proud of this. You don't get to have a fucking say in it. Goodbye. Move along.
I love that. I love that.
Me too. Me too. Okay. The next one is focusing on anything other than your body. And so what I like to say to my clients sometimes is, your body is the least sexiest, least important, least exciting thing about you. And again, we grow up in this society that tells us that body is important. The way that we look is everything. Our worth is connected to weight, all this bullshit. But ask yourself, if you took your body away from the equation, what would it mean to be Carly? What would it mean to be Erica? If I think to myself like, oh, I'm pretty, I'm strong, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. But if I take all that away and it's like, who is Erica? Erica is caring. Erica is bold. Erica has energy. Erica's bubbly. She's funny as fuck. She breaks limits. She's a fucking rebel. She's a bad bitch. Like, all these different things. And you start to realize that, like, we put so much pressure on the way that we look that it literally dismisses all the incredible things about us that actually make us important. And it's like, it's very common. It's like, I don't know, it's a little bit morbid to say, but I say to my clients too, like, on your deathbed, are people going to be like, that girl's ass was juicy? Like, no, no one's going to fucking be like, oh God, like, her fucking freckles were the cutest, or like, oh, her teeth were so white, or her lips were so full. Like, no one literally ever says that. Like, I have been to a lot of funerals. I've known a lot of people that have passed away. Like, I've never once heard someone make a fucking comment about the body when someone passes away. It's always like, she was this, she educated people on this, they did that, like, he was able to like help with this. And like, why do we only celebrate that when we're dying? Why can't we celebrate those parts of us when we're in full-blown living mode, right? And so allowing yourself to just be like, I'm so much, like, literally the least exciting and important thing about you is your physical appearance. And some people really don't like that thought because they think that that's it, that's all I have going for them. But when you remove that, you can actually focus and grow who you are as a person. And I recently went through a breakup of 6 years. Holy shit tits. So 6 months ago, I broke up with my boyfriend of 6 years. I moved out of our house. I was like, I'm gonna just start this new thing. And I started dating, and I instantly had all these anxieties about my fucking body because I hadn't dated in 6 years. And all of a sudden I was like, what if I'm this? What if I'm that? Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden I had like all these people being like, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a confidence coach. And they're like, tell me everything. Like, what does it mean to be a sex coach? Like, you own your own business? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're so cool. And I almost got sucked back into that belief that like my body was like what was gonna sell me. And then when you actually start talking to people, like no one gives a fuck. Yes, it's great. And like our bodies are beautiful and people are beautiful, like exteriors, don't get me wrong. I think everyone is beautiful, but it's like, that's the least important thing about us. And so when we allow that space to be like, hey, that's not important. How can I work on myself? Like my business grows when my focus is not on my body. My life grows, my relationships grow, everything grows when I literally picture myself pulling the idea of my body out of my brain and being like, hey, how can I grow today? What does it mean to like grow Erica today? Rather than how can I show up and look like a sexy piece of ass on Instagram?
I actually really like that. I like the analogy of the pulling your body out of your brain. I feel like for me, I'm very much like a visualizations type of bitch. Yes. So separating that is actually, I feel like, going to be really helpful for me in a lot of things.
Yeah, because like,
I love that.
We are a whole person. It's like it is part of ourselves. Like I'm not fucking saying like nothing about looks and nothing. Cause like, I get it. I'm wearing fucking cute ass bronzer right now. I got my hair all crimped. Like I get that. But a lot of us look at ourselves as a whole, but sometimes we need to actually individualize ourselves and kind of break ourselves apart and look at them as pieces so that we can put those pieces back together once they're all a little bit glued and a little bit like polished up a little bit, you know? The last thing that I would say, for those of you still fucking tuning in and listening, is be a fucking rebel. And I say this because a lot of us want to be bad bitches. A lot of us want to feel like, fuck yeah, fuck you. And so anytime you feel like someone else is taking your power, whether that's in comparison, whether that's social media, whoever the fuck it is that's taking your power, just remember, liking yourself, loving yourself, and accepting yourself is an act of rebellion. Liberated women, liberated humans as a whole is an act of rebellion. And that is sexy. That is confidence. That is taking back the power. And so if you are someone that's really struggling with like society telling you to be a certain way and you feel like you can't do anything right, take back the fucking power. You liking yourself is the scariest thing for all those industries, because the second we all just fucking accept ourselves, the beauty industry will crash. For fuck's sake, my job will crash because I literally teach people how to like themselves. Like, people were like, what's your 10-year business plan? I'm like, none. I want to be done in 5 years. I don't want this bullshit to be going on any longer. Like, I want people to love themselves. I want to be out of a job in 5 years, working a job like in fashion or like something like else. Like, I don't want to be doing this anymore because I want everyone to like themselves, right? And so the more we like ourselves, the more we can say fuck you to the systems, to the oppressions, to all the things and the voices that tell us that we're not good enough. That's where confidence lies. Because again, it's your power. It's taking it back. And so for those visual people like my girl Carly, I want mm-hmm. you to picture you literally grabbing onto a light or grabbing onto sparkles in the air and taking it back. And I am a visual person as well. I like to see it. I will literally draw sparkles. Like, I'll download an app like Pixar or something like ridiculous, like a little kid editing app. And I will literally draw pictures of sparkles and like glitter around me and almost represent that as my thoughts and feelings. So if I feel like society's saying like, oh, you're not making enough money in your business, I'll be like, yeah, the fuck, like, nuh-uh, I am. And I can actually make more, and women deserve to make more. And I can claim that without feeling fucking bad about myself. So thank you. That's my power. I'm going to put dollar signs all around this picture right now and put it as my fucking home screen. Right? So allowing yourself to literally picture the moment you feel like shit, the moment you're losing that confidence or you're comparing, picture your power reeking out of you. And then flip it to be like, how the fuck am I gaining this back? Is it dancing? Is it self-reflection? Is it just being like, yeah, the fuck not? And like literally grabbing your hands in the air and pulling it back in towards you. Whatever works for you, just claim yourself. Claim your power. Because like I said, loving yourself in this day and age is the biggest fuck you to every single system that told you that you shouldn't be.
I love that. I 1,000,000,000% also agree with that, because I mean, there's so many people. I carry this like philosophy that you just said, the like the fuck you about being yourself and all that kind of stuff. I carry that philosophy in everything when it comes to my body, when it comes to social media specifically. There's people who like to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't have done it like this. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to be here.
Yeah, like
it's fine. Like,
do you want me to hold the door open for you? Like, as you go.
Literally.
No, I always tell people, like, even on Friday, I do this segment called Ask Erica, where I do free coaching all day. Like, I dedicate my whole day to just people asking questions. And so many times, I literally am like, you know what? If you don't like the answer, like, please unfollow me. Like, there's the door. Like, you don't have to tell me you're leaving. Like, I believe in what I believe, and I'm here to, like, fuck shit up and to help others fuck shit up. And if you don't like the idea of that, then that's on you, and I wish you the honest to God best, but I'm not going to let you reflect your insecurities and your own, like, essentially, yeah, worries and fears that you can't like yourself onto me. Either come with me and open your mind and, you know, be scared and live in that discomfort of, like, oh shit, like, these thoughts are totally different than what I was growing up with, or leave. And it's not in a mean way. It's just like what you said, right? Like, the power is yours. Like, you don't need to always be controlled. And I think we always believe that I think a lot of us feel like we're always being controlled by one thing or another. So it's just asking yourself, like, how can I be in control of myself? Like, how can I gain that back?
I love that. I love that. So those are all of your big ass 10 tips. I feel like they were all really, really good and unique and things that I never would have thought of. And that's why I'm so happy that we did this today, because, I mean, this is your literal full-time job. And yeah. I loved every single one of these tips and tricks.
No, oh, well, I only deliver the best for the best. Like I said, I can come on here and be like, love yourself and, like, hug yourself, because, like, that shit works, but it also doesn't at the same time, you know?
We love to see it. So before you go, tell everybody where they can find you, what you're up to, how they can work with you, all the tea. Right now, go.
Absolutely. Okay, so I have two different offers. So I work one-on-one with individuals for 12 weeks. It is very hands-on, all dedicated and catered towards your needs and your own confidence journey. So you can work with me one-on-one. I also host a sex program that runs every other month. It's a four-week program where it's all about sex confidence and sexuality. So really starting to get to know that side of you, as it's something that there's so much shame towards. And y'all, this was to be a whole other podcast episode of that. But those are my two offers that I have. If you're like, no, I just need to, like, follow you for a little bit, you can find me on TikTok and Instagram, both at Erica Eileen. But there's two A's in between. So it's E-R-I-K-A and then A and then E-I-L-E-E-N. Wow, this is so fucking annoying. I'm sorry to anyone trying to follow that. I'm the worst. This is the worst part of my pitch. Like, I got to really nail this one down. Like, my confidence is a little bit low on that one. Not going to lie, everyone. But you can find me there. If you're following Carly, though, chances are I'll pop up, because we are connected. And as we know, the algorithm is all an interweb. So hopefully I pop up from you guys.
We love to see it. I will definitely also be linking anything in the show notes, so you can find Erica and everything that she offers in the show notes. So you can literally easily just click it, head over. But you will definitely be seeing us together in comments on TikTok and blah, blah, blah. I also dibs your floor for any time that I am in Toronto.
No, you will have my bed and I will sleep. I would sleep literally on the roof if that meant like you can have my, I'm actually sitting in my pregnancy pillow right now. For, like, disclaimer, I'm not pregnant, but, the pregnancy pillow is game changer. If anyone's listening still, also too, like, best cuddle partner, best, like, yeah. So you can have the pregnancy pillow.
I love that. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming on today. I think this was a really good and a really valuable episode for everybody who listened to it. You gave us a lot of really good, really tangible confidence tips, and I think everybody needed to hear it today.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, if you're listening to this or if you have any other questions, please come and find me on one of the socials. Like I said, I do a free coaching every Friday. So if you have any more questions, I can answer them then. And yeah, I would love to connect with so many of you, because if you're friends with Carly, you must be badass, and I want to be friends with you too.
I love that. I love that. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit with you in the DMs about today's episode. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the podcast podcast a 5-star rating and a review. It really does help me out. I actually love reading your guys' reviews. I read them all the time. They make me laugh. They make me smile. I love them. So please leave a rating and a review. Don't forget to head to www.shopconfidenceclub.com, drop your email, and get all of the tea and the info on the launch of Confidence Club, discounts, and so much more. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. And for now, bye-bye, bitch.